Radio Prague News.
President Václav Klaus, the Prime Minister and other public figures marked the 16th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution on Thursday. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Mian Khurshid Mahmood has thanked the Czech Republic for humanitarian aid. And the European Commission has forecast the Czech Republic's economy will remain strong in coming years. President Václav Klaus, as well as the Prime Minister and other public figures, marked the 16th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution on Thursday. 16 years ago, on the day, an attack by riot police against demonstrating students on Prague's Národní třída Avenue sparked mass protests that eventually led to the fall of Czechoslovakia's communist regime. Speaking with journalists on Thursday, President Klaus described November 17, 1989 as, quote, a key moment in Czech history. He also said those who had experienced the events that followed experienced the birth of freedom. Accompanied by Prague Lord Mayor Pavel Bém and Senate Chairman Přemysl Sobotka, Mr. Klaus laid flowers at the site where students on Národní třída were attacked. A little later in the day, the site was also visited by the Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek. Pakistan's Foreign Minister Mian Khurshid Mahmood has thanked the Czech Republic for humanitarian aid sent to help Pakistan with recovery from a devastating earthquake in October. Mr. Mahmood made his statement in Islamabad during a visit by his Czech counterpart Cyril Svoboda. Originally, the Czech Republic donated aid worth 110 million crowns, the equivalent of roughly $4.3 million. During the men's meeting, Mr. Svoboda also met unexpectedly with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan in Pakistan for a conference related to the effects of the earthquake. On October 8th, some 80,000 died as a result. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of others are said to still be in need. In its latest economic forecast, the European Commission has rated as strong the Czech Republic's economic growth, 4.8% this year. According to the forecast, the Czech economy will remain strong in the years 2006 and 2007, although growth will decelerate somewhat to a predicted 4.3% by 2007. According to the Commission, growth until now has been spurred by vigorous exports. Finally, a look at the weather. Mostly cloudy conditions are expected leading into the weekend, with daytime temperatures hovering at just around 2 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Wellinger. That's the end of the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Public Radio. I'm Brian Kennedy. Coming up in the program, Czech nation marks the anniversary of the Velvet Revolution. Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek is jeered on the November 17th holiday for reaching out to an increasingly popular Communist Party. And the Czech national football team is heading for the World Cup. Czechs and Slovaks marked the 16th anniversary of the start of the 1989 Velvet Revolution on Thursday, a time when people remember the overthrow of communist rule and reflect on the changes that have swept society since then. But discontent is growing with the current political situation, and that discontent was reflected in the mood on the streets of Prague. Rob Cameron has this report.
A small crowd gathers round candles laid at the spot in Prague's Národní Street, where on November 17, 1989, riot police began beating student protesters who'd gathered to demand change in communist Czechoslovakia. The brutal suppression of that demonstration led to a chain of events which ended 6 weeks later in dissident playwright Václav Havel becoming the first non-communist president of Czechoslovakia for 40 years. Václav Havel is now enjoying his political retirement, but says it's vital that Czechs remember the events of November 17, 1989.
Our history and its continuity is the journey to our identity. We can't forget something and at the same time search for our identity. That's the first step towards finding our identity. What we are today, what we were yesterday, what we were the day before, what we did right, and what we did wrong.
But many people are disillusioned with the state of Czech society, 16 years since the fall of communism. Among those who knelt to light a candle on Národní Street was Mirek Topolánek, leader of the centre-right opposition party, the Civic Democrats.
I'm afraid that this day, this anniversary, 16th anniversary of Velvet, or starting of Velvet Revolution, has now a new dimension. Because we have a socialist government and socialists are cooperating with communists in parliament, and I think that I am a little bit afraid that we have to, for the second time, to renew this anniversary, and not only an anniversary, but fight against communism and support of freedom, democracy, and these values which are described by 17th November 1989.
Further down the street, a free rock concert was taking place, organized by the right-wing Young Conservatives. Called We Won't Remain Silent, it was an attempt to encourage opposition to the modern-day Communist Party. Young Conservative leader Tomáš Sokol told me the communists remained a danger to Czech society.
I think that the first reason not to believe them, that they have changed its the name of the party. I can't imagine that, for example, the Italian fascist would, after 10 years after the end of the Second World War, named fascistic party. Even they renamed.
But events such as these, for the most part poorly attended, seem to have little power to change political reality in the Czech Republic. Only next year's elections will tell whether the Czechs really have the stomach for a minority left-wing government propped up by a largely unreformed communist party.
Rob Cameron reporting from the streets of Prague. Now, views expressed by politicians and participants of those gatherings in the streets of Prague on Thursday do not necessarily reflect the overall mood of Czech society. The Communist Party is the third strongest in the Czech Republic, a cause of alarm for some. For his part, the Czech Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek, has said the communists are not a threat at all. Pavla Horáková reports.
8 months before national elections, a survey by the STEM polling agency has suggested that if elections were held today, Prime Minister Paroubek's Social Democrats and the Communists would gain a majority of votes in the lower house. If voter preferences don't change dramatically in the coming months, a minority Social Democrat government with the tacit support of the Communists looks like a realistic scenario. On the occasion of the 16th anniversary of the fall of communism, Jiří Paroubek took back a statement made years ago that the Communist Party should be banned, calling it his stupidest ever statement. He also posed the rhetorical question of whether the Communist Party represented a threat to democracy. Mr. Paroubek's answer is that it does not. In his view, it is in the best interest of the Czech Republic to integrate the communists and give their voters a chance to participate in the prosperity of the country. That said, Mr. Paroubek has repeatedly ruled out the possibility of a social democrat and communist coalition government. When he laid flowers at the memorial to the 1989 student demonstration on Thursday, the Prime Minister was booed by some participants at the event. Nevertheless, he continues to top the polls in public support. Since he became Prime Minister earlier this year, his Social Democrats have been gaining on the opposition right-of-centre Civic Democrats. According to the STEM polling agency, the Civic Democrats would get just over 30% if elections were held today, or 5% more than the Social Democrats. The Communist Party would get over 13%. For many opponents of the former regime, it is unacceptable that the communists are still around, but their overall resilience seems to indicate that they will be here for a long time to come.
Pavla Horáková reporting. From the ugly world of politics, we turn to the beautiful game. It was the last elusive dream pursued by one of the greatest generations ever in Czech football, an appearance in the prestigious World Cup. The last time any Czech played in one was 15 years ago at Italia, 1990. Now, it's next stop Germany. On Wednesday night, the national squad, ranked third in the world, qualified by beating Norway 2-0 on aggregate. At Prague's Letná Stadium, players like Karol Poborský and Vladimír Šmicer celebrated, while star midfielder Pavel Nedved fell to his knees in jubilation and relief. Jan Wellinger has the story.
November 16th may not be a holiday in the Czech Republic yet, but for football fans this week, it certainly came close. On Wednesday, the Czech national squad eliminated Norway to clinch one of the five final spots in the World Cup, a storybook ending to a long campaign which, in the end, the Czechs deserved. Although the Norwegians had their chances, they were stoned early by netminder Petr Cech, back in familiar form. His clean sheet was his third in a row for the national side. Afterwards, the Czech keeper had this to say.
It wasn't easy, but I was glad I was able to help. In the second game, we knew we couldn't concede a goal. On the other hand, they were a bit lucky too. A couple of shots early in the first half, including one by Vladimír Šmicer, came close.
But it was 24-year-old Tomáš Rosický who, in the 35th minute, finally put the Czechs in the lead on a play begun by striker Milan Baroš. A deflected pass to Pavel Nedved found its way to the unmarked Rosický, who sent a low ball past Norway's keeper. Afterwards, the midfielder was quick to describe the moment. He called the goal the most important he'd ever scored, saying it was a wonderful feeling. Football's most vaunted championship will kick off next June, just next door from the Czech Republic, and Pavel Nedved, who captained on Wednesday and was key in the last two games, has confirmed that if he stays healthy, he'll be there. With the World Cup so close by, the hosts can expect to see many Czechs in the stadiums chanting the slogan Kdo neskáče, není Čech, roughly meaning jump if you're Czech, in support of your team.
Jan Wellinger. And now it's time on Radio Prague for the weekly business news with Dita Asiedu.
Thanks, Brian. Domestic firms have failed to gain any major defence contracts since the Czech Republic joined the NATO military alliance 7 years ago. The business daily Hospodářské noviny reports that among the handful of Czech firms to win a lucrative contract abroad is Mod Service Praha, which won a tender to build a gas pipeline at the American military base in Aviano, Italy. The Czech Defence Industry Association is proposing a new section be established in the NATO Industrial Advisory Group that would liaise with contractors from new NATO member countries.
The Cabinet this week approved a strategic plan for promoting economic growth through the year 2013. It calls for large investments into research and development, infrastructure, and the educational system, and includes some 270 proposals. The Deputy Prime Minister for the Economy, Martin Jan, said that if implemented, the plan could help the Czech Republic reach an annual growth rate of 6%, nearly 2% above the rate forecast by the Czech National Bank and the European Commission.
The Cabinet this week also agreed to a proposal by Industry and Trade Minister Milan Urban to allocate an additional 1.5 billion crowns, or some $60 million, for the repair and construction of industrial zones and infrastructure near Ostrava, the proposed site of a new $1.2 billion Hyundai car plant. The Czech government had already earmarked over $150 million in support of the Hyundai investment, which has become a focal point for political debate over the Czech Republic's system of incentives. The main opposition Civic Democratic Party are calling for a major reduction in incentives packages for attracting foreign investment.
The Danish toymaker Lego Group has announced its new European distribution center will be built in the town of Irni, outside of Prague. Lego, which makes a wide range of interlocking plastic building blocks and other toys, said the center will begin full operations in 2007 and should employ some 200 people. The logistics company DHL Solutions will oversee operations. It announced this summer that it would close 5 European distribution centers as well as a factory in Switzerland due to rising labor costs.
And finally, Petras Garba resigned as agriculture minister this week over allegations of widespread corruption at a state body under his control. He denies any personal wrongdoing. Board members of the Czech Land Fund, which manages state-owned real estate, are thought to have passed on inside information to land speculators and sold property at well below the market rate. Social Democrat MP Jan Mládek replaced Skarba as agriculture minister on Wednesday.
A quick reminder that you are listening to Radio Prague, where it's time now for our weekly foray into the arts. Jarka Halková takes a look at how a new generation of Czech recording stars have capitalized on their pop idol television success to shake up the local music industry.
Víš, co jsem já, žiju a leknin se otevírá, jsem nekonečná, žiju a vesmír se rozprostírá.
The first Czech series of Pop Idol brought instant fame to Aneta Langerová. Now hugely popular among the younger generation and respected for the impression she gives of being a woman of principle, she has had the opportunity to perform with Czech musical legends. In short, a dream come true story for a girl who at the age of 18 shook the Czech music scene to its foundations, proving that there is a space for a new talent. The second Pop Idol competition was a bit different. Czechs had got used to it and did not pay as much attention to the second batch of finalists. Being on average 10 years older and having experience with performing, they were much more relaxed and professional. One reason perhaps why people didn't warm to them so much. Both the winner, Vlasta Horvat, and his runner-up, Petr Bender, have just released their first albums, and although their popularity is not as big as Aneta's, they have become a threat to the icon of the Czech music scene for the last 40 years, Karel Gott.
For Pop Idol 2, people sort of say, okay, you are a product. You have been around for 5 years and you never made it. Now you went to TV and you have a record. And maybe with this repertoire, you would never have a record if you were not the face of TV show. This may be very true, but it really is up them. People have to like the music and like the artist.
Says Romana Pašková, the marketing director of Sony BMG, which is in charge of producing Pop Idol. There were no doubts about Aneta's success, concludes Romana, but this year's finalists remain a mystery. It is likely that they would have made it with their bands, even without the competition, but...
Maybe it would not be so massive. But, you know, I never know if they want to be massive. When you work with these guys, Vlasta, you do not know if he's actually very happy that, you know, his face is everywhere, that the city is plastered with posters. They did not really had big thoughts. There is not so much planning from their side. It's just a game, and there's this element of gambling.
Petr Vizina prepares the cultural section of the Czech daily Lidové noviny. He followed both the first and the second Pop Idol competition. When I asked for his view about Pop Idol as such, he was not excited at all and refused to talk to me. Luckily, he changed his mind, but his greeting when we met was ironic. How on earth did you end up with a feature about Pop Idol? He asked. And I replied with another question. So there was not a single person you liked.
Vlasta Horváth was my favorite. Being Roma, it makes all the difference. When he won, it was interesting because he's such a normal guy. You know, he's got a girlfriend. He used to have a job, ordinary job. They kept trying to break through for a few years. They're very good musicians. They play a kind of style that would be imaginable being played by television. So they had this attitude of, you know, we'll send Vlasta and he will do something for the band, which I like, which is a good story.
The best singer of the first Pop Idol competition was without a doubt Martina Balogová, but she came out fifth. Czechs came down for a lot of criticism for being racist, mainly from British press. Martina, as well as Vlasta, is a Roma. Was it just a coincidence?
What you're trying to say is people made up for gypsies what they messed up in the first round. No, I wouldn't say so. I think he was quite good.
While Petr Vizina disagreed with my suspicion that Vlasta's origin might have helped him to win, Romana Pašková was of a different opinion.
Maybe yes, maybe people felt ashamed of themselves. She was not supposed to came out of the competition at number five. So she kind of prepared the way for him, for Vlasta Horváth, to become superstar.
And what does the second Petr Bender think? After all, he would be the one most affected.
I think that Vlastík jako hlavně tak nepůsobil jako Rom.
I think that Vlastík did not come across as a gypsy, and nor did Martina. the population might have changed their opinion about gypsies in the last year. I'm pleased about it. I think that racism is quite big here, and I think it should not be like that.
The second pop idol competition was crowded with solo or band lead singers, but Petr Bende was the only one who was also a composer. The vast majority of the songs on his new album were written by him. Romana Paškova from Sony BMG again.
I think it's very brave, and that's the only way you can sort of be trusted by people. Public really needs someone they can trust in times when everybody is consuming music like chocolate, and you have to present yourself in a way that you really can explain, okay, this is me, if you don't like it, leave it. If you like it, that's great. This is his kind of attitude. The setup was really perfect for him because he is not the winner, so he's not in the spotlight like the winner. So he took the material that he had, but he re-recorded it, and what came out of the studio is just unbelievable. We just could not believe it. I mean, the album is so good.
The album is titled simply PB, short for Petr Bende. Here's a taste of one of the songs.
Jsem neživej stín, jen já to vím. Poutky svážu ruce a učím se lhát, říkat si mi dnes vším. Do očí se mi dívej, najednou jsem trochu jinej, tak já do mých očí se dívej, najednou.
To, že člověk ztratí trošku soukromí a musí obětovat veškerý čas v podstatě muzice, tak to mě celý život v podstatě šlo.
I think it's all going to fade out. The only thing I ever wanted was to play music, so I don't mind the lack of free time. I've always dreamed about concerts, and I don't even have to play in big concert halls. I like smaller concerts in bars. It fulfills me, and I definitely don't want to give it up. I think I should first of all prove that I know something, and then people will follow me.
Says Petr, who is not concerned about the negative association Czechs get when you mention the pop idol competition. If it hadn't been for the show, his first album that he had already been working on would have been a bit different and definitely wouldn't have got so much attention, but it would have been released anyway.
Nejde vzít na příč, řekni mi hned, řekni mi teď. Řekni mi slova, který měl jsem slyšet dřív. Řekni mi hned, řekni mi teď. Vždy tenhle ten svět mohl být náš. Rychlostí světa chceš dál ke hvězdám jít. Ty teď chtěla bys hned zase odejít. Řekni mi hned, řekni mi teď. Vždy tenhle ten svět mohl být náš.
Tady jsem člověk, který se extrémně vtírá nebo dere se za každou cenu prostě dopředu.
I'm not the kind of person who kisses up. I don't want to become successful at any expense. I do my best and I want to be satisfied with my music. The people who know me longer know how much I like music and how enthusiastic I am about it. I don't think I'm going to lose them just because of Pop Idol. My audience has already widened. There is a fan club that follows us around the country. We've been playing at various Christmas concerts for about 8 years, and the audience is amazing. The youngest are 5, the oldest about 80, and they all like the kind of rock we play.
Petr's success brought many offers of corporate concerts, but he refuses to play for people stuffing their faces with him in front of the stage. There is a price to be paid for becoming famous, he agrees, but his concerts are about music, not the 15 minutes of fame.
V Česku je to teďka už trošku jiný, že tady ty lidi už od nás zase očekávají něco jakoby víc ještě.
The situation here in the Czech Republic has changed. People expect more. It takes longer to get them going, to persuade them. I've experienced a few concerts where people are standing and think, so, show what you've got. They don't believe me. They think I can hardly sing. It takes some time to persuade them that I know how to hold the instrument and even how to play it.
Nadhoru svítá
začíná nový den. Slunce nás vítá. Mládenče, vstávej, koně chcú vody pít.
And Czech pop idol Petr Bende was talking to our own Jarka Halková. That just about brings us to the end of today's program. For all of us here in the studio, thanks for joining us, and do tune in again soon. Remember, you can always write us a letter. English@radio.cz is the email address. You can also look up our reports, which are available in text and audio format. The address, radio.cz.
Zítra až půjde do vojny Švédi být. Maměnka pláče, nedej se zastřelit. V košili rudé teď sám v zemi spát bude. A sní v košili rudé teď spí. Zdraví jsou vítání s válkou, když svítání zvládnou. Poslední musíš jí v srdci mít. Modlitbu zpřádaný, kdo nechce nepřežít. V košili